Lord, I thank you that I got a flat tire today. Now then, Lord, I'm going to change this thing in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to praise you and thank you that I'm going to be exactly where you want me to be at exactly the right time. Now, is that what we should do?
Yes.
Is that what he said do?
Yes.
Then why don't we obey him? Why don't we obey him? Let's obey him. Let's go to one other scripture, Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God once in a while. What did he say? How often? Continually? That's got to be a misprint. Young man, if you're a brother, there's no misprint. Then why don't we obey him? Why don't we do what he says? By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. You know, and there's some people, I mean, today, there's so many people that say they're Christians. They wouldn't think about offering thanks in a restaurant for their food. They certainly wouldn't think about standing up like I did in, we went out to my sister's 80th birthday, Tuesday the 26th, that was last week. We went down to Brownwood to Underwood's Barbecue, and we had a room back there. I think there was 12 adults and about 6 or 7 or 8 kids, something like that. We all got around this big table, and of course, my sister or my niece or one of them said, Thurman, why don't you bless the food before we eat? I hadn't sat down. So I just said, Lord, I ask you to bless this food in this restaurant. Not only this food that's going to be in our bodies, but I said, all the people that are in this restaurant that didn't bless their food, I ask you to bless their food to their bodies also, because I know there's a lot of them in here didn't thank you for their food today. And I said it loud enough for everybody in the restaurant to hear it. Why do we not do that? Why do we not do what he says? Why do we as Christians go in and sit down, and we're like this one man told me one time, we went in and sat down to have a dinner, and some of the pastors came, and when we got in, they just started eating their food. And I said, hey guys, wait a minute, we need to bless this before we eat it. And he was saying it to the pastors or the bishops or the priests or whatever they call them. And they said, we blessed the food in the car before we came in because we was afraid we would offend somebody. I don't want to eat with those guys. Lightning might strike that table. Y'all know where I'm coming from?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that pleases the king?
No,
I don't think it pleases him at all. You're ashamed of him? Ooh, I don't want to be with those boys. If they're pastors, bishops, priests, or whatever, and they're not willing to bless their food openly, or to talk about Jesus, or pray in the name of Jesus before anybody, and they say they're part of the clergy, I don't want nothing to do. I'm going to withdraw myself from those kind of people. Because lightning might strike. Somebody said, God would never do that. Oh, yes, he will. You know, they now estimate that in Haiti, there could be 500,000 dead people. 500,000 people dead. That's a lot of them, isn't it? You know, wow. That's something. Okay. Now then, in 1 Timothy 1:12, this will be the last one of these thanks scriptures, and then we'll go to the main thing we were going to talk about today. But these are just some things the Lord inspired me to put up here. 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. When I think about that verse, God alone knows how many times I have said, Lord, I praise you and thank you and worship you that you've considered me faithful, that you put me in your ministry, that I get to pray for your people, your sick people, your people that need jobs. And I have no idea how many people that have come to me that were out of a job, some of them weeks and months and years, and I have prayed for them, and some of them, in fact, I had a young man the other day, I guess almost the quickest answer to prayer I've ever had, a young man come to me, and he said, I've been out of work for a long time, and I can't get a job anywhere. I said, son, repent of your sins and tell God you're thanking for the job he's going to give you today. So he began to worship and praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you for the job you're going to give me. It's all done. I said, now you've got to worship him and praise him, son. I said, I pray and ask him to give you a job quickly. But I said, when you leave here, I want you to praise and worship the king. And he said, okay. Well, the next day he called me and said, Mr. Scrivener, this stuff really works. I said, what do you mean? He said, I didn't get to paradise when I left the church. Somebody called me on a cell phone and he offered me a job. He said, I'm going to work in the morning. And I thought, wow, praise God. And then I think about this young man, that him and his wife, how that he had never been to this ministry, but she had been a few times. And then one day she come up and she said, Pastor, I want you to pray for my husband. And I said, well, for what? And she says, my husband won't do what I tell him. I said, well, ma'am, God made you for him. He didn't make him for you. I said, so he's not supposed to obey you. You're supposed to obey him. She said, I never heard that. Can you show me that in the scripture? And so I showed her several places in the scripture where that's what it says. Now, that's really not what a lot of wives want to hear, that I'm supposed to obey my husband in all things. But I didn't write the book, girls. Did I, Kim? No, I mean, it's in the book, isn't it, girl? You know it's in there, right? There's sometimes you probably don't want to obey Scott, but that was, you either going to obey God or you're going to obey yourself, aren't you? And when you obey God, does he bless you for it?
Oh, absolutely.
All the time. So anyway, I said, well, ma'am, you need to be submissive to your husband. I said, you need to repent. And I said, you know, if you're not in obedience to God's word, if you're the wife and you're in disobedience, I said, do you know that brings all kinds of witchcraft and every form of evil into your house? I said, now that's why your husband can't get a job. I said, how long has he been out of a job? She said, 13 months. I said, okay. No, I take that back. That wasn't that day. I didn't know that day. I just told her what she had to do, that she had to obey her husband. And so she repented and said, I'll go home and I will be submissive to my husband. Okay, well, two Sundays later, her husband came back with her. And when they came up for prayer, he's kind of looking me over. I said, sir, is there something I can pray for you for? He said, well, there might be, but he said, I want to know something first. I said, what's that? He said, what did you do to my wife 2 weeks ago? I said, well, is it better or worse? That's wisdom, Tom. He said, it's much better. I said, okay. I said, your wife came in and said she wanted me to pray for you because you wouldn't do what she wanted you to do. And I told her that she was supposed to be submissive to you. And I found out she wasn't. And so I showed her in a scripture where she's supposed to obey or be submissive. And she promised me when she left here, she would change and become submissive to you. I said, has she done that? He said, she has. He said, we've been married 20 something years. And he said, the other day we were going over to see one of our daughters, and I guess it was Monday or Tuesday after she was at church on Sunday. And so I asked her a question about what she thought we should do, and she gave me her statement. And then I said, well, but I think we should do this. And he said, this is when we normally have the knockdown drag out. But she said, okay, honey, if that's what you want to do, we'll do it your way. He said, I like the fella out of the car. He said, I thought, what is wrong with my wife? But he said, she's been like that all the last 2 weeks. I said, so? I said, okay, so it's obvious things are better at home. He said, I love it. He said, it ain't been so good in 20-something years. He said, I love this like this. And I said, well, is there anything I can pray for you for? He said, yes, I need a job. I said, how long have you been out of a job? He said, 13 months. I said, what kind of an education do you have? He said, I'm a certified engineer. And I said, well, and you can't find a job? He said, sir, I got resumes out everywhere, and I've not had a single bite, not one, for 13 months. I said, well, when your wife was disobedient, there was every form of evil in your house, and that's what was blocking your prayer of getting a job. I said, now your wife has repented. I said, so you like to have a job? I said, you have a number of money? He said, well, I'd like to have at least $50,000. He said, you know, I mean, I'm well qualified. I should have a job greater than that. But I said, I just got to have $50,000 to make it. And I said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, since your wife has repented and she's become obedient to God, why don't we just let God give you the job he wants you to have? So I said, he might have something better than $50,000 for you. You know, I said, you don't know. So I said, let's just let him give you what he wants you to have. Now that you fell into line to be submissive, I mean, your wife is submissive and you're walking in love with your wife. Let's just see what God will do. He said, okay, I can agree with that. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that this wife has become submissive to her husband. Thank you that he has a desire to work and he wants a good job. So and he has good qualifications. He's a certified engineer. I ask you to give him the job you want him to have in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. I said, now, sir, you'll get a good job. I guarantee it. Tuesday, he got a call from a company that he'd put a resume out that he hadn't heard from at all. They hired him on the spot, and the job that they offered him paid over six figures. So it was over $100,000. Now, he took it because he hadn't worked in so long. Thursday, he got another job offer from another company for over six digits. Now then, is God good, folks? When you fall in obedience to his word and praise him and thank him, and when the wife's in submission to her husband and the husband has a desire to do something and he's walking in obedience to God's word, this young man was in the word. He was studying the word. He was a man of God. He was putting God first, but God would not answer the prayer until his wife fell into submission. When she did, bam, in 2 days, Tuesday and Thursday of 1 week, he got two job offers, both of them over six digits, over $100,000 each. Well, the other day, it's been a year and a half, I guess, the other day they were here again. He says, you've changed our life forever. He said, our marriage is fantastic. He said, my job is fantastic. We're out of debt now. Everything is working good. And he said, I just want to praise God for your ministry. Now, what is it that's unique about my ministry? I just believe God's word. Amen. That's all I do is just believe God's word. He's the one that made all these promises and statements, right? Amen. I didn't do it, but I praise him and thank him that he's given me the wisdom and the knowledge to do what he's given me to do, because who put me in the ministry? God did. He's found me faithful and he's put me in the ministry.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Glory to God, I Get to Change a Flat Tire, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.